Philips and Papier, these are security. This date is 10/11/2025. Your PSNS form is Maria Casas. Casas spelled C-A-S-A-S. Maria spells M-A-R-I-A. Date of birth is 11/24/1966. A 58-year-old female here for a follow-up period. Next paragraph. Miss Marie was involved in a motor vehicle accident several months ago. She complained. She completed physical therapy twice. She reported no improvement. She was sent to a general surgeon. Corrections, she was sent to an orthopedic surgeon because of bilateral shoulder, rotator cuff, a tear. She indicated that the orthopedic surgeon advised her to do some more injections, some more physical therapy, and then use a surgical approach as a last resort. She said she advised the provider that she has already completed sets of therapy and sets of injection and does not want to go through that again. The surgeon advisor, according to the patient, the surgeon advisor that the surgery does not guarantee a full recovery and has complications. She said he outlined some of the complications to her, and she become afraid and is not willing to have surgery, at least not for now, period. She said she spoke to her job, who will take her back to full duty only if her restrictions are removed. And she said because she's still in pain, she don't think that we should. She's ready to go back to full duty, period. She continues to have, next paragraph, she continues to have epigastric pain, she said, especially during moments of stress, and requests a refill of omeprazole, period. Next paragraph, physical exam, she's alert-oriented. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room air, blood pressure is 114 over 75, pulse 71, respiration 18, temperature 98.1, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, allergies, medication were reviewed. Compared to last visit, no changes. Period. Next paragraph, review of systems, all systems were reviewed. And were negative, period. Next paragraph, except for those mentioned above. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, extremities, decreased range of motion of upper extremities, namely shoulder, shoulder abduction, internal rotation, external rotation, adduction are all significantly decreased, period. Next paragraph, abdomen, non-distending, no guarding, no visible peristalsis. Next paragraph, skin, abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli. Next paragraph, neuro exam, she's alert, oriented, times 3, cranial nerve, 2/10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is gastroesophageal reflux disease. Number two, insomnia. Number three, bilateral rotator cuff tear. Number four, chronic bilateral shoulder pain. Number five, back pain. Number six, contusion multiple sites. Next paragraph, plan. The patient and I had a lengthy discussion about all her complaints, and we discussed the stage where she at. So right now, she's completed physical therapy. Two sets. She's completed injections, and now in conversation with the orthopedic surgeon, she's reluctant to have the procedure done. She says she will think about it some more, period. She was sent home with the following medication, pantoprazole. Question, omeprazole, 40 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Robaxin, 500 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 30 days, number 60. We had a lengthy discussion about her status, where she is right now, and strongly recommend that she discuss her situation with her supervisor and to see what extent they were willing to work with her in light of her limitations, period. She was given a work excuse from today, 10/11/2025, to January 11, 2026. The following restrictions were renewed, no lifting over 15 pounds, no overhead motion, no reaching, no bending, no walking over half a mile, no climbing. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She said she has none. End of dictation.